friends. I am so glad you're back on another edition of the Amber May Show, because I invited Zachary King back on the show because we dive in on Hollywood and what do the actors have to do to be uber famous. They have to do something, and it involves the Illuminati, and we get into that on this series. It's going to be broken up into a couple different episodes, so make sure you check out the whole entire thing. We also talk about the New Age creeping into the church. So it's a great few episodes that you're going to want to join in on, so check that out. And if you enjoy what I'm doing and would like to be a partner, an angel investor with me, the easiest way to do it is going to theambermayshow.com, hit the donate button, and you know, donate whatever you can donate that would help support the program. Or you can be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. That would be so helpful. Hey, I always carry more conversation over at Telegram. Join me at the Amber May Show over there. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So join me over there as well. Well, coming up next is Zachary King. I told you I have Zachary back with us. I'm so excited to have you back. Thank you so much for coming on my show again. I appreciate you.
Thanks for inviting me. I had a good time last night. Now, when I saw this guy, for some reason, there was a Dr. Seuss book in this room. Now, this guy could not sing, could not dance, couldn't write a song, couldn't write music, couldn't even write poetry. I gave him a Dr. Seuss book and I said, read that to me. So he started reading it. And just before it rhymed, he closed the book and said, I don't get it. And wow. In my head, I thought, you're our boy. So wow. He went off 90 days later, I saw him on MTV.
A talented person with no talent is now superstardom on MTV.
Singing and dancing in one of the world's most popular boy bands during the 90s. Mm. So when we're off the air, I can tell you who it is.
Yeah.
So I would do that. If they were famous between 87 and 99, and they weren't already famous prior to that, they most likely got a deal with me. I made 1,200 rock stars.
Wow.
Now, to let you know just how prevalent it is, there's a video on YouTube of Bob Dylan. He should be from your era.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob Dylan's from the 60s, 70s, okay. Still performs. He's on 60 Minutes. He's talking about selling his soul to the devil.
And it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube.
I'm going to watch it.
Katy Perry said in an interview that she toured with her family. They were evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a singer. She was wanting to be the next Amy Grant. But she failed. So she sold her soul to the devil.
I knew she did. She's been doing some satanic stuff when she performs in some of her concerts. And I had a feeling she did that. Yeah, I had a feeling.
The first time I saw her perform Dark Horse on television.
Dark Horse. Isn't that a satanic song?
She was doing a magic spell during.
Yes. What was the magic spell supposed to do?
I don't know what the intention was.
Oh, I thought you might know all of the spells since you are a high wizard.
It doesn't quite work that way because
No?
I have to know her intentions.
Gotcha. Okay. I see. I don't know how that side works, so I'm like
There's
quit.
a.
Like it's like, if you run into a cop, everyone asks, "Oh, do you know cop so and so?" No, I don't know every cop in the world. You know what I mean? So it's like kind of same thing. So I get that. Yeah, I had a feeling she had to have sold her soul to the devil. Did you see the satanic ritual that happened on the Grammys?
No, but I heard about it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's right in your face. They're not even trying to hide it now.
Have you seen the satanic guy that works for Joe Biden?
Probably. Who
There's
is
a guy
it?
that works in at our state capitol, and he wears pentagrams, and
Wasn't he a general?
I don't remember, and I don't remember what he does.
I think he's a general,
He's
if
got
I'm thinking the same thing.
full-on satanic stuff.
Yeah, full on satanic.
Also, Disney last year put out a satanic cartoon
What
where this woman got pregnant by Satan, and then she gave birth to the Antichrist. And now
Oh.
she's a teenage daughter. And honey, do you remember the name of that cartoon? This was your moment to redeem yourself.
I don't watch
You can.
Disney anymore.
Yeah,
We
we
don't
don't have anything else.
go to Disneyland. We don't anymore. Now that we found out, I'm pretty sure Disney is involved in child trafficking. We know that Walt Disney was a 33 degree Mason. We know they want to indoctrinate the kids into transgenderism and homosexuality. They were flat out open about it. The producers were.
A lot
So,
of gay characters in
what?
all cartoons, though, that they
I'm
have gay
sorry.
people in all their shows.
They have gay people in all their shows. Yeah.
Well, and
Yeah.
cartoons. Like,
Yeah.
oh, what's the reason for that?
They were very open about it because they want to indoctrinate the kids. Like I know Beauty and the Beast, that sidekick to Gaston, he was in love with Gaston. That was kind of obvious. That's just one of the more obvious ones, some of the more older movies. And then I know Shrek, they have the transgender guy in the bar. He looks like a girl, but he sounds like a man and he's bald. So it's just like, where do parents go? It's hard to know where parents can go. So that is so fascinating. You, because I think Out of the Shadows, they talked about a lot of satanic stuff and a lot of child trafficking that happens. What happened at the actors' parties that you would attend?
There'd be a lot of stuff happening.
A lot of what?
A lot of sex things happening. And a lot of sex with underage girls.
Amber.
They weren't being forced, they wanted to do it. And people are willingly doing things with them. And these are young actresses. There was an actress that I saw in a movie. When I saw her, she was 11. When I saw her at the party, she should have been about 13. And she was going up trying to service any guy that she thought could help her career. And she came up next to me. And I looked at her and I said, "How old are you?" And she said, "13." And I stood up and walked away. But there were actors and producers and directors that were there. And she was going up talking to all of them. And then she'd take them into the back bedroom. And then come back like 20 minutes later. And she just kept doing that. And then I saw her later. Her career blew up. Been in a lot of movies.
Wow. There's a lot of, especially in the 90s, a lot of famous children actors, especially the boys, committed suicide, got addicted to drugs and alcohol. Do you think it was because they were sexually assaulted and they couldn't handle, the trauma that they went through? I mean, what's your take on some of that stuff?
Well, what I tell people at my talks is that, have you ever seen a rock star or an actor that seems to have it all.
Mm-hmm.
They're an alcoholic or a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap their Porsche around a tree, or that you found dead hanging in their kitchen.
Yep.
Because it takes a lot of alcohol and a lot of drugs to forget how you got there. You know, you're 10 years old and you're performing oral sex with somebody further your career. And now suddenly, when you're 21 years old, you realize that you have all the money and fame you do because you did that. And suddenly you can't handle that pressure. And you can't go any further because you don't have those little boy looks anymore. But if you had the little boy looks, would you be willing to do it again? And now it just becomes such a twisting maze that they end up hanging themselves. Honey, what was the name of the song?
Little Demon.
Little Demon is the name of the Disney film, the Disney cartoon.
You can't get more obvious than that.
Right, and that's the one that, you know, that her daughter is the Antichrist.
Jeez. Yeah, because I would think, I was wondering, you know, growing up, some of the young men in Hollywood that I thought were very handsome, and then you find out they end up killing themselves in suicide, and they're all addicted to drugs and alcohol. There's like, there's something that's triggering them. And this is before I even knew the sex trafficking of kids, or the child abuse, the raping of kids, or I don't care, you know, if you're a girl, like, thank God you turn that girl around. I mean, all those other men who are who knows how old are performing sexual acts with a child is sick and disgusted and twisted. But again, you were in a satanic coven that did that on a regular basis. So are these people part of the satanic coven too? Or are they just are... they just have no morals and ethics, and they don't care who they have sex with as long as they're doing it.
That's a bit of both. Did you ever see the movie The Lost Boys?
I think so. It's been a while.
Vampire movie from like 1982. Kiefer Sutherland plays a vampire.
Okay.
It's a classic movie.
Yeah, it's a classic. I think it's just been a long time. I just don't really remember it very well.
It starred two boys, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Yep, the two Coreys.
And the two Coreys are dead now. They weren't very old then. You know,
I thought Corey Feldman was still alive. I didn't know he died.
He's dead.
I know the other Corey's dead.
He came out with a film, Corey Feldman did, where he's revealing all the sex trafficking in Hollywood.
Mm.
And all the people that are guilty and all the innocent people that were abused. And I heard that movie went nowhere. Like, it was available to be seen, but nobody went and saw it. You know, and it supposedly has some truth in it, but nobody went and saw it. I would be willing to look it up, see if Amazon has it or somebody has it so I could buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it. He doesn't name names. Do you remember when Chris Cornell and what was the lead singer of Linkin Park?
Oh yeah, he suicided himself in the hotel because he was trying to oust the sex raping of children.
Children, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what his name was. It's escaping me at the moment, but I love Linkin Park. And then he was suicided.
Right, and so was the other guy I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were the lead singer of Audioslave. These guys.
There's a pattern. When you come out in Hollywood, there's a pattern of you being suicide. Look at Anne Heche. Remember that movie she was going to come out with about rape trafficking of kids? And then I think they messed with her car and they killed her in an accident. But then she wasn't quite dead because you see the video. I don't know if you know, saw that video. She's on a gurney and then she takes the thing off and she sits up and then they hold her back down. And then next thing you know, she's dead. And they say, oh, she died in a car accident. And there's videos of her going really fast, like on a doorbell type thing, doorbell radio. I think it's a doorbell type video. She's going so fast. I think they did something to her car to where she couldn't stop, or it made her accelerate to try and kill her because of the movie she was coming out with. And then you didn't know that one?
When did she die?
She died a year or two ago. Not too long ago. My time frame gets like, I'm so busy and I have so many activities like you that I tend to lose track of timelines, but it was fairly recent. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to mypillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
Hey, this is Dr. John Diamond from America Unhinged. You are watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Joan Rivers was being interviewed, and they asked her, do you think we'll ever have a gay president? And she said, we already have a gay president. He's in the office right now. And mm-hmm. That was Barack Obama.
And she talked about his wife being transgender.
Michelle Obama being a man.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went in to have an elective surgery.
Yep.
Harmless. And she died.
Yep. But what I don't understand about that whole thing, the Democrat Party is very pro-homosexual. Homosexual. Right. So why would they murder her over that? Because
there was this report that came out during that time. Like I'm tuned in at that time. I was tuned into a lot of the conspiracy theory podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was going on right then was about Michelle Obama being a man.
Yes.
And Barack Obama being gay.
Right.
Talked about there were these five gay men that were best friends with Barack Obama. And they were best friends with him until he became president. And then they all mysteriously died.
Hmm.
Like they were just found. Their bodies were found. One in the bottom of an elevator shaft. One suicided himself in a car. But all five of them ended up dead. And nobody investigated. Like, oops, they died.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, again, why would the Democratic Party care?
Yeah, I mean, they're very pro-homosexual. So when they murdered Joan Rivers over that, to me, I'm thinking, well, wouldn't they be happy that finally it's come out in the open? Because I remember when Barack Obama was in office, he had all the gay flag colors shown on the White House. So he was so supportive of the homosexual community. So if he came out as gay, because she said so, like, and a transgender, like, to me, why would, like, the Democrat, but whatever, I don't know. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. But that's what I was told too by someone who was former Hollywood, that that's exactly what happened to her. She went into an elective surgery after saying that, and she died.
I think that the Democratic Party wants to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to say Barack Obama's gay, but they want to say it. Gotcha. They don't want it to be revealed by Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, going back to the rock stars, Lady Gaga has a Netflix documentary called Gaga 5.2. And in the edits of that, in the outtakes, she says that she left a club one night. She was performing in a strip club and a musical set. She wasn't stripping. And at the end of the night, she walked out the back door. There was a guy out there waiting for her. And he said he could make her famous if she would agree to sell her soul to the Illuminati. And she thought, what have I got to lose? So she did. And then she blew up as Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
But now she has full-on body pain all day long, every day. And she has to get all these special treatments. And she thinks she's possessed. She would like to have an exorcism. But it's like, hey, if you really wanted to be an exorcist, or being an exorcist, why don't you give up what you're doing? Like, you're clearly satanic.
Oh, yeah. Some of what she puts on and does look satanic.
Right.
And so the Illuminati is in charge of Hollywood, and they're in charge of making these people famous by getting them to sell their soul to the devil?
Yeah, you have to sell your soul. You have to agree to sell it to the Illuminati, which means you're selling it to the devil,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be famous. Now, it's not just a simple of sign on this line and that'll be that. You have to agree to push their agenda forward. So even if you're known as being a Republican, you have to promote Barack Obama. You have to promote Joe Biden. You have to promote whatever the Democratic ideals are. You have to agree to those. You know, if you're being promoted by a clothing company, you have to wear their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being promoted by Pepsi, you have to drink their drink.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you're being promoted with, you've got to do. You've got to wear their cologne or perfume. You've got to support their president, all their ideals. You've got to talk about how evil Donald Trump is. You know, even if you feel in your heart Trump's a good guy, too bad. You're not allowed to say it in public.
Wow. What else is the Illuminati in charge of?
Politics. There's a video from 2016 or 15. And I don't know if you'll find it now, because I looked for it a few years ago and my secretary couldn't find it. But it's where Donald Trump said that Hillary worked for the Illuminati.
I thought she was in the coven or a witch or something, is what I thought Hillary Clinton was.
That came out in WikiLeaks, and one of the drivers for her revealed that she used to be taken monthly to satanic coven meetings in California.
Yeah, I think her daughter's involved in that too.
Right. And when she was running for president, she got endorsed by the Satanic Temple.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, why?
For Middle America, that's not a great endorsement.
Right. Why would you vote for your candidate if you found out they were being supported by the Satanic Temple?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was a Democrat, I would decide I can't vote for them.
Yeah, normal, regular, everyday people don't support the devil. Like, at least not knowing anyways. Like, they wouldn't want to be on the side of the devil. Nobody wants to go to hell. Nobody, I mean, Middle America doesn't. When you just talk to them, And you say, would you support the devil? They're like, no.
Well, there was a survey that came out recently that said that only 50% of America believes in God.
I believe that. There's been a big fundamental shift since the 60s. Remember, they started taking prayer to school. They started abortions. There's been a bit, they took the Ten Commandments out of the schools, the courthouses, and city halls. There's been a big shift. People used to know the basic Bible stories. They used to know about David and Goliath, the Good Samaritan. Almost everyone in America would know the basic Bible studies because at some point in their life, they've attended a couple of Sunday school classes, or they went to vacation Bible school, or someone taught them somewhere. Now, you start saying those stories, people are like, what?
Right.
What is a Good Samaritan? Who's David?
What's a Samaritan?
Goliath who, you know? But back at certain, like 60s, 70s, people would know, even I'd say as far as the 80s, people knew your basic Bible stories. But now, I would say it's a flip of a coin at this point. If I were to say, hey, do you know about Jonah and the whale? No. Do you know about David and Goliath? Nope. Have you heard of the Good Samaritan? Do you know what that's about? Nope. Like, I kind of foresee getting more no's than yeses.
I showed my wife a documentary a few days ago. It was called Supersize Me.
Oh, about McDonald's.
Yeah, she had never seen it. And it showed these kids were sat down, and they showed them a bunch of pictures to see who they recognized. Now, they all recognized McDonald's, Ronald McDonald. Most of them did not know who Jesus Christ was.
That's so sad. That is so sad. Because they have worked, whoever is behind, obviously devil, but whoever else, is it the Illuminati that's been behind removing this stuff out of the schools? Or I don't know who's behind all that, but there has been a fundamental shift about people who are in power and the people who have been put in offices, places of power, judges, mayors, city council. I mean, even to the very local level, it's been a strategic effort to do this, to take over and destroy America, and to remove God from everything. But God's the one who gave us this country. God, our founding documents say that these rights that we have are given by God. The only way you can give your rights away is if you surrender them. They can't take it from you because God gave it to me. I can surrender my rights, but they can't take it away from me because God gave me the rights. They have no ability to take it unless I give them the rights.
Texas voted recently that all their courthouses will have the Ten Commandments.
I did a story on that. Yes, I'm so happy about that. And I think in the classrooms too, and there's going to be a time for prayer. But if people don't want to participate, they're allowed to opt out. But the public schools are going to give in Texas the ability for prayer for people
that they're opening themselves up for the Satanic Temple to come in and insist that they put up their Ten Commandments and put things on display. Like when there's a Ten Commandments posted in public, they insist on putting a Baphomet statue so that their religion is also reflected. And if you say no, then you have freedom of religion to do what you want to do. That needs to go that way across the board, or you need to remove your Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. And they will attack. I'm gonna call it now. The next SatanCon is gonna happen in Texas.
Yeah, I could see that. You make good points. You do. Because we do have freedom, but God does win at the end. And honestly, I would not want that satanic stuff in my schools at all.
Well, have you heard of After School Satans?
The what?
After School Satans.
No.
You're kidding.
No, I haven't.
On it, I think from 2016, maybe 15. So, After School Satan is The Satanic Temple found out that there were after-school programs that were Protestant, where the Protestants are teaching God to the kids. So they came out and decided they're going to have an after-school Satan program.
Oh, wonderful.
All over the United States. A lot of them in Florida, I think Texas, California, and but other states as well, Massachusetts. And they say, you know, if you have the right to have to teach Protestantism, Christianity, to children, then we have the right to teach them about Satan. And that they said, if you close up shop and go home, we'll close up shop and go home. Thankfully, none of the Christians have decided, oh no, we give in, we're going to give up and let Satan win. So, you know, the Christians have stayed there, but then as a result, there's an after-school Satan program.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything, just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is CoviLite. CoviLite is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry, it has pomegranate, it has resveratrol, it has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. Yes, milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take COVID light. We've seen a tremendous, you know, success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these COVID-Vites, and then we also tell them, do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. We've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com, use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
You know, and I said in my video, one of the things I bring up is now they claim they're not going to teach Satanism to the kids. They're just going to teach about dinosaurs and science, you know, and different things like that. Have fun. Color in coloring books, watch some cartoons. But they're tax exempt. Why would I get tax exempt status if I name my after school program the After School Baptist Hoo-Ha Club, but I didn't teach anything about the Baptist religion?
Right.
Why does that get me tax exempt status? Well, I'm thinking that since Satan was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, that they're lying.
Yeah. They are. One of their commandments probably is you better lie. You shall lie. You will lie. Because the Bible says Satan is the father of lies.
I mean, why else would they have the after-school Satan burger?
Right.
Now, my other question is, what parent would put their child in the after-school Satan burger?
The parents in a cult or in a coven.
Child?
Huh?
Do you not love your child? Do you not want what's best for your child?
Yeah, but if you're in that group, you would put your kids there. But the rest of us should not.
Right.
But what if they're like you? Remember, your parents didn't know you were going to a coven. And what if those kids don't tell their parents they're in this club or tell their parents they're in a different club and then go to that meeting? See, that's a possibility, too. Where kids could be deceitful to their parents and end up going and doing something they shouldn't be doing.
I'm not quite sure that after school Satan would be something you could sneak into.
I hope not. I hope not. Because you hid a lot of things from your parents, but God uses everything for your good. So you're using all that knowledge that you gained in the Satanic Coven to teach all of us about what's going on the other side. I think there's a lot of good that comes from your ministry of you speaking and teaching. I mean, I'm learning stuff, and you confirm the stuff that I've been told about Hollywood. You've definitely confirmed that. It makes me so disgusted where I don't even want to go to a movie or go to a con, you know. It's like, does it even go to the countryside, country music? I hope it does not go to the country music side.
Rap side,
does it go to country music? It goes to country music. No, say it ain't so, sir. Say it ain't so. I love country music. They talk about God in country music.
You know, I like all types of music. But, you know, during the 90s, during the 80s, I was really surprised that, you know, these country music people would show up. You know, and I thought, it's different. I mean, these guys, they look like good old boys. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, rednecks, a lot of them. And
mm-hmm.
I grew up in a redneck town. So I feel at home with those people.
Yeah. And
I feel like those are my people.
They're my people, too.
And, you know, I want to give a shout out to a group of them that hosted me in Wisconsin. It's been almost 10 years ago. But these guys had this huge family. And, like, they brought all three families together. They're, like, three brothers. And they all had, like, 12 kids apiece. So they would wow. gather on Saturday and Sunday and have like a bonfire and drink beer around it and sing songs. And, you know, they hosted me. I was there to speak and had a great time with these guys. Because I just wanted to move there. And, you know, it was colder than Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Vermont, so I didn't want to live to where it was colder. But it was a nice group of guys.
Yeah. So, is it very prevalent in country music, this where they would go and see you in the warehouse and they would have to do something?
Very prevalent.
No, that makes me so sad because I love country music and they all seem like wholesome people and they sing about God and church. And
well, there's a lot of rap stars that have lyrics about God in their regular raps.
True. I interviewed DMX once. Remember DMX?
Yeah, I remember DMX.
He struggled. He struggled so much. Like, at least the impression I got when I interviewed him, because he came in, I was kind of surprised. He came in with like alcohol bottles like that tall, and he came in with several of them. And I'm like, dude, we're going to do an interview. Like, seriously, he came in with like four or five of them. But when he left the interview, and he came very, very, very late. Thank God it wasn't live radio at the time. I just left where he was really struggling with his inner demons. Like, I prayed over him for a long time, because I felt like he had a desire to get to know God and want to do right by God. But some of the stronghold just wouldn't let him break free. And I just saw this really big internal struggle. At least that's the impression I got after interviewing him that he had. And he tried to make an entire album of nothing but prayers, because he did want to pursue the Christian faith, but I don't think he ever fully dove into it. And now he's deceased. So I hope somewhere along the way, he really had a come to Jesus moment, because I'm not really convinced he really got to know Jesus the way part of him really wanted to. And then part of this, I don't know.
His dying breath, God was still showing mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you meet rappers and stuff when you were doing this warehouse thing? What?
I met a lot of people.
Huh.
I met people that, like, I thought this person's never going to be famous. And then see them 6 months and they'd be huge. Popular. Everybody's buying their stuff.
And did they film these people doing these acts to hold it as blackmail over them?
Yeah, they take pictures.
And does it always involve children?
No, sometimes it's just animals.
Sometimes it's just what?
Animals.
Oh, sometimes it's animals? Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. Bestiality thing really kind of sends this chill up my spine. I just can't imagine doing anything with an animal.
There's a farm near Washington, D.C. that's used in a lot of bestiality films.
Oh.
And in the 1990s, I arrived there. I was supposed to do a spell there. I didn't know what it was. And I get there, and there's somebody, an actual live person, in a harness. And I'm looking at that. I'm just looking at it, trying to comprehend what I'm seeing. And this guy comes out to greet me, thanks me for showing up. And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "It's, I can't think of the name of it. It's where you put the female horse in that, and then you bring the male horse and he gets in another part of it so that they can mate and neither one gets injured." And I said, "Why is there a woman in it?" And he said, "Oh, we don't want her to get injured." And they're bringing a horse up behind her. And I said,
I've seen how big those horses are.
I said, and he's like, "What? I need you." I said, "Nope, I'm the wrong guy. I'm not here for this." And I got back in my car and told my driver to go.
See, that's what's interesting. You were in the Satanic Church. You were high up there. And I have to believe it goes back to the basic principles of what your parents taught you. If you had morals to walk away from that, morals to walk away from Hollywood, where these young children wanted to do things with you, because your satanic coven taught you to do those things. They made you do those things too. I mean, you were a victim as a child. There had to be something in your upbringing, even though the Satan Church wanted you to do certain things, where you walked away and you're like, I am putting a line in the sand and I'm not crossing it. Do you think it had to do with the upbringing of your parents to where you just like, no, I know this is wrong, even though you were going against the satanic church?
The horse and the woman I thought was gross.
I can't hear you. What?
The horse and the woman I thought were gross.
Oh, yeah. Very gross.
Who wants to have sex with an animal?
Not me.
Right, not me either.
And then the horse, like if you, the Red Rocket, that thing is gigantic. It's scary looking to me. Like,
I don't want to be there when it's happening. And, you know, I told my driver, I said, go as fast as you can. I don't want to hear anything. You know, so he's driving through the property. Right, you probably should drive safely about 20, 25 miles an hour. We're driving about 90. Trying to get to the highway. And I said, what'd you think of that scene? He goes, that was gross. Because I didn't know what was happening either.
Was this female trying to get famous into Hollywood? Was she forced into it because she was doing some kind of ritual? Was she trying to get into politics? Do you know the story behind that farm near Washington?
She was in Hollywood. And she couldn't advance any further. She couldn't get into any other movies. And she said, what would it take for me to become famous? And they said, we have a place you can go. Agree to do whatever they say. Let us film it. You can be famous. She said, yes.
Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.